As she crossed the room, she came to the table where the Boynton family were sitting. She was about to speak to the young man, but at that moment he caught his mother's eye and turned away. It was as if the old lady had pulled an invisible string.
Ginevra, you're tired. You better go to bed.
I'm not tired, Mother.
Yes, you are. I don't think you'll be able to do any sightseeing tomorrow.
Oh, but I shall. I'm quite all right.
No, you're not. You're going to be ill.
I'm not. I am not.
I'll come with you, Jenny.
No, Nadine. Let her go up alone.
I want Nadine to come.
Then of course I will.
The child prefers to go up by herself, don't you, Ginevra?
Yes, I'd rather go alone. Thank you, Nadine.
There was something that was frightening about Mrs. Boynton. An evil malignancy like a cobra. A woman who had exercised a lifetime of power and had never doubted her own force.
Mrs. Boynton, how wonderful to see you. Not too tired by the journey, I hope.
A little, Mr. Cope. My heart's never strong, as you know. Nadine takes good care of me, don't you, Nadine?
I do my best.
I'm sure you do. And how are you finding Jerusalem, Lennox?
I don't know, hard to tell.
Perhaps you haven't been around much yet.
We can't do very much because of Mother.
A couple of hours sightseeing is about all I can manage. But I don't give in to my body. It's the mind that matters.
Are you counting on staying here long, Mr. Cope?
I've finished most of my sightseeing. Yeah, I'm planning to have a look at Petra. Most remarkable place, I've been told.
Oh, yes, I've been reading about it. It sounds wonderful.
Well, maybe I could persuade you and your brother to come with me. You too, perhaps, Lennox. Naturally, I know you couldn't manage it, Mrs. Boynton, and I'm sure some of your family would want to remain with you. But if you were to divide forces, so
I don't think we'd care to do that, would we, children?
Oh, no. We'll stay here with you.
And what about you, Nadine?
No, thank you, Mother. Not unless Lennox wants to go.
So, Lennox, why don't you and Nadine go? She seems to want to.
Oh, no. No, I think it's better if we all stay together.
You see, Mr. Cope, we prefer to keep to ourselves. By the way, Raymond, who was that young woman who came by our table just now? She looked as though she wanted to speak to you.
I don't know her name. She was on the train the other night.
I don't think we'll have much to do with her. And now I think it's time we all went up. Help me out of my chair, will you, Nadine? Good night, Mr. Cope.
Monsieur Poirot.
Ah, monsieur.
I didn't notice you tucked away in the corner. Jefferson Cope, we met in Alexandria.
Of course.
May I join you?
Mm-hmm.
I read in the newspaper that you were here.
Ah, it is most distressing. One tries to preserve the incognito, but... Tell me, who are the American family with whom you were talking?
The Boyntons.
And are they all the children of that rather grotesque-looking lady?
Oh, no. She's the second Mrs. Boynton. Lennox, Raymond, and Carol, the children of the first marriage, and Nadine is Lennox's wife.
And the strangely fragile-looking creature with the beautiful red hair?
She is Mrs. Boynton's daughter, Ginevra.
And Mr. Boynton, he is dead, I take it?
Oh, yes. He died quite some time ago, and Mrs. Boynton has devoted herself entirely to the family.
And do they all live at home with her?
Yes.
And do neither of the sons work?
Well, no. Mr. Boynton was a very rich man. He left all his money to Mrs. Boynton for her lifetime, after which it goes to the children.
So, they are dependent on her financially?
That is so.
And she never encouraged them to go out and find work for themselves?
On the contrary. She virtually pays them to remain with her.
Tis not good for a man to be tied to the strings of the mother's apron, particularly the elder son.
Yes. Yeah, and it makes it doubly difficult for his wife. She's a fine young woman, Monsieur Poirot. Nadine is throwing her life away.
Huh? You think she should leave him?
Well, if Lennox can't appreciate her for what she is...
Then she should begin a new life with another man? Yourself, perhaps?
I'm not ashamed of my feelings for Nadine. All I want is her happiness. I'm staying around in case she needs me.
And does Madame Boynton...